The commander of Wisconsin's only federal army base has been suspended as the Department of Defense investigates who turned around a photo of President Trump. It's Tuesday, April 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Catholics in Wisconsin are reflecting on the legacy of Pope Francis. And Green Bay is getting ready to host the NFL draft in just a few days. Stay with us.
Need a hand with that? Maybe Larry can help.
Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at training your pet.
And see if you can manage your debt on your own.
There is an iPhone storage setting that you can go into. It will tell you how much storage each application on your phone is using.
And I found that incredibly helpful.
Great questions.
You can be a lot of things.
The Larry Mueller Show. Weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
The garrison commander at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy Army Base has been suspended. As Rich Kramer reports, this comes after the Department of Defense said it was investigating an incident at the base involving photos of the Trump administration.
Last week, a Department of Defense social media account posted pictures of a wall of photographs at Fort McCoy showing the Army's chain of command. Photographs of President Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth were facing the wall. The post said the pictures were fixed and an investigation was underway. On Friday, it was reported that Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez was suspended. Ramirez was named the fort's first ever female garrison commander in July. A statement from a Fort McCoy spokesperson said the suspension is not related to any misconduct and doesn't mean Ramirez has been relieved of her command. This month alone, at least seven military leaders at bases around the U.S. have been removed for reported loss of confidence in their ability to lead. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Four out of the six regional climate centers in the United States shut down last week because of a lapse of federal funding. Now, that includes the centers in the Midwest, High Plains, and South, covering 21 states, including Wisconsin. They're responsible for collecting climate information for drought monitoring, as well as sharing online weather tracking tools that many in the agriculture and construction industries depend on. Director John Nielsen Gammon of the Southern Region, which includes Texas and Oklahoma, says businesses and customers might start to see financial impacts trickle down without these resources.
Ultimately, it ends up affecting people's checkbooks with higher prices for goods and services.
Nielsen Gammon says additional contract reviews in Washington, D.C. led to the loss of funding, but he says he's hopeful that they'll eventually be approved. Churches in the state opened their doors to commemorate the life of Pope Francis yesterday. Evan Casey spoke with Catholics in Wisconsin about the impact of his papacy.
The bells at Milwaukee's Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist tolled 88 times Monday afternoon in honor of the Pope's life. Milwaukee Archbishop Jeffrey Grob met Pope Francis in 2022.
In standing with him in that moment, I felt like I was the only person standing in that room.
Father John Teedy led a mass at Marquette University to celebrate the Pope's life.
So while we might have some sadness today, let's also remember Pope Francis's example.
Mariah Casey attended that mass.
I saw him as a very important figure in our, particularly in these very divisive political times, as someone bringing that example of servant leadership.
About 1.1 million Wisconsin residents are members of the Catholic Church. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Workers are trying to form a union at a popular coffee company in Milwaukee. Last week, almost all of Anodyne Coffee's 50 workers signed a letter requesting union recognition to its owners, a private equity firm named Great Range Capital. One of them was barista Sabrina Prohaska. She says base pay for new hires has been cut from $15 an hour to $12.
Even with the people who are making $15 or a little more, like, you can't really get a raise.
Workers are unionizing with the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union. Its president, Peter Rickman, said he wants to use contract negotiations to create a better system for scheduling workers' shifts. Anodyne's owners declined workers' request for recognition. Now that sets the stage for an NLRB election. In a statement, they said they were committed to, quote, learning from each other. The NFL's largest offseason event is coming to its smallest city in just days. As Joe Schultz reports, local leaders say they're ready to welcome tens of thousands of visitors.
The NFL draft will be held Thursday through Saturday at Green Bay's Lambeau Field. During the event, the league's 32 teams will select the best college football players in the country. It also includes a three-day football festival. Brown County executive Troy Streckenbach says preparing for the event required collaboration between all levels of local government.
The municipalities, the county, our first responders, we're all coming together to really put our best foot forward.
Much of that collaboration was between law enforcement and public safety agencies planning for large crowds. Crews were still building out the NFL draft complex around Lambeau on Monday. Admission to the event is free. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State wildlife regulators are investigating the illegal killing of a bull elk in Jackson County. It was one of the last remaining elk transferred to Wisconsin from Kentucky in 2016. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said it received a report of a dead elk on March 18th on private property north of Black River Falls. The agency found the elk had died from injuries from a gunshot wound. The DNR said the elk was one of the largest and most photographed bulls in Wisconsin. The agency said the animal also served as one of the primary breeding bulls for the Central Wisconsin elk herd, and they called the death a tremendous loss. The agency is asking the public to share any information about the shooting online or by calling 1-800-847-9367. Several parent groups say plans to put a charter school at the former UW-Milwaukee-Washington County campus is putting profits over community. Groups from West Bend, Slinger, Germantown, and Hartford said a proposal by ACEL Schools to manage the Wisconsin Classical Arts and Sciences Academy takes money away from the local public school districts. Ohio-based ACEL manages 92 charter schools, but this would be the first in Wisconsin. Christina Mueller is with the Slinger Parents Supporting Education Group.
So our tax dollars that would go to our public schools is now going to go to a for-profit charter school.
Washington County leaders say they're considering several options for the property. The Universities of Wisconsin closed the campus last year. It cost the county about $175,000 a year to maintain it, and county leaders say the K-12 charter school would lease one corner of the building. And finally, quick check of weather before letting you go for this Tuesday. There is a flood warning today in Jackson County along the Black River and also in Wood County along the Yellow River. This after all of that rain we've had the past few days. It's still going to be pretty cloudy today with more rain likely and high temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Showers and storms are possible again tonight, especially in the south, with low temperatures in the 30s and 40s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. As always, leave us that rating and review. We love hearing back from you. You can do it on your favorite podcast app or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll talk to you again soon.